What follows is for news and entertainment purposes only. Any use of the forthcoming information in violation of any federal, state, or local law is prohibited. Mike North, you are on fire.
You know anybody else that good?
No.
They'll tell you they are. They may think they are, but we're documented every single week. The eye is on us.
That's
and I
right.
ain't talking about the eye of CBS, the public eye. The first feeling I got when I won a bet was elation. The worst feeling was when I lost a bet and I wanted to jump off a balcony.
Give me a quick betting tip.
Yeah, do win and don't lose, but usually it doesn't always work out that way. How many times you heard this? I'm going to Vegas. I go, how'd you do? Well, if I lost $4,000, but you know, you go there to have fun. No, you go there to win. And that's what's wrong with people. They have the negative mentality in anything they do, including sports, before you even laid the bet down. So you got to be positive. Vegas Scores and Odds is the landing place that gave me an opportunity to handicap. They let me show what I could do. And there's packages, there's free picks. What does Vegas Scores and Odds do when you perform? They reward you and they take care of you, and that's why we're ready to do this show.
Vegas Scores and Odds presents the Mike North Advantage, and it begins right now. That's right. The Mike North Advantage starts right now. I am Aldo Gandia, Mike's wingman, and if it is Wednesday, that means it is VegasScoresAndOdds.com presents the Mike North Advantage. And actually, this is the last Mike North Advantage because starting next week, we're converting the show to Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage. That's right, a new name change, but the same old great show, and we'll be on Mondays and Wednesdays. On this show, we got lots to talk about with Mike North, including NFL football, NFL retirements, and those Major League Baseball playoff races. All that and more, let's bring him in now. Mike North, how are you, my friend?
Although I'm in the studio with you again today, we're having some fun. We cut some commercials for the fine folks at Vegas Scores and Odds. Got that done today. They'll be all over the place soon. People will be sick of hearing me, sick of hopefully hearing me winning, because last week I did have a down week, which happens whether you play the stock market, whether you're in business, anything else. Very few times do I have it, but I had a disastrous week as far as record is concerned. Vegas Scores and Odds, I had a 2-8 week, but you know what? I'm about 500 for the last 3 weeks, so you know what? I gave away what I had earned. As far as the odds couple, I was 1-1. Yurko, I was 0-2. With us, I was 0-3, which has only happened 3 times in like 67, 68 shows. But you know what? It's just like the stock market. Last week, it was down 500. Then it's up 300. It's just something that you got to accept. And if you think you're winning every week, folks, you're not. But if you think you can cut down on your losses, I'm the right guy to go to. We're going to have another. Yesterday, 4-0 in Vegas Scores and Odds, including the Cubs and the under. So you know what? You're going to have those weeks. You're going to have those days. But then you bounce right back. What does happen, and I've always wondered about this, Aldo, whether it's doing picks for Vegas Scores and Odds. You know, I looked up, Toronto was 2-10 in their last 12. You know, these guys go out to eat. They go home to their wives.
Mm-hmm.
They got to, you know, they don't like to lose just like I don't like to lose.
That's right.
Now, I didn't let it affect me last week because I have a pretty good record. Like with Vegas Scores and Odds, I'm 195 games over 500, but I was 203. So you give it back, but you got that base. But if you're bad, and, you know, just like an NBA team that wins 15 games, it's got to be miserable.
Oh, can you imagine that every night going home after a loss, night after
Yeah, let
night.
Me get a Bulls uniform.
That's right.
And I'll pretend. We lost again. It's got to be miserable, though. And then you got to answer questions, at least from the Chicago media, which is vanilla. It's not that bad. But if you're in New York, you're getting destroyed. Look what they do to the Knicks.
Yes.
Right? My God.
How true is that? Chicago Dave says Mike North is the greatest of all time. He's got a couple of little goats on his icons here in the chat
Thank
room.
You, Chicago Dave.
And if you're listening to this show on the podcast version, make sure you stop by on 3 p.m. Central on Mondays or Wednesdays, and you can interact with Mike.
MixLR. MixLR.
That's right. MixLR.com.
Is it MixLR?
Yeah. Some people pronounce it MixLR. Some people pronounce it Mixler. So
yeah.
I kind of prefer prefer LR because it tells you
everything.
Exactly. And so just go to that website and type
Is it L-E-R or L-I-L-R?
M-I-X-L-R.com.
See? If you do Mixler, it's L-E-R.
Exactly.
Forget about it. Hey, you're listening to a guy that couldn't get out of seventh grade. It took me 2 years.
A genius who couldn't
exactly.
get out of seventh grade.
Couldn't get out of seventh grade. The nun was in my way. She was blocking the door. Forget about it.
I love it. I love it. Hey, you're off to a good start today as we're talking here at the home studio. The Milwaukee Brewers are leading the Cardinals 3-1, and you told me you got the Brewers.
Yeah, I got the Brewers, and I got the under 8.5, and right now it's 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Let me explain something to everybody. That was on the Vegas Scores and Odds web this morning. I made the picks bright and early, and this will make it. If I can hold on to this, I'll be that will be 6 in a row. And, you know, the premium members who get my picks by, you know, emails from them and everything else from Vegas Scores and Odds, which is a great company, by the way, just a tremendous company. You know, whether it's you go to my Twitter, you go to the front page, you go to Vegas Scores and Odds, it hooks you up with the front page, gives you all the numbers, everything you need to call, because premium members got the Cubs in the under last night also. So, I mean, I predicted on Twitter 4-2, they end up winning 5-2, so I just missed.
Yeah. And besides,
what's that number on top over there with that beautiful green and gold?
I was just going to say, you're going to give out 3 picks today, but if you want more, call 1-866-504-2201. You got a recorded message there, and they got free winners.
Can I give like the corny old slogan?
Absolutely.
Building a better tomorrow.
Yeah.
How many times did that come up a year?
Really?
Building a better tomorrow.
Building a better...
Sandberg Village, building a better tomorrow.
That's right.
Yes.
You got a great memory.
Remember Sandberg Village?
Absolutely.
Still there. that place so was busy.
It really was.
Yeah. Nobody lived there. They just stopped in. That's wonderful.
All right. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Let's start off with this whole... Gronkowski. He had a press conference yesterday where he talked about why he retired, and it got emotional for the big guy. This is what he said. I'd like you to react on the other end.
But I want to be clear to my fans. I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down, and I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life, like the joy. I'm sorry right now, but, I really was, and I was fighting through it, and I knew what I signed up for, and I knew what I was fighting through, and I knew I just have to fix myself.
Now, he went on to say that if he fixes himself, he would return back to football.
Yeah, right.
So he left the door open there. What are your thoughts?
Nobody knows who you are without football, period. Sorry. Shut your whiny mouth. My God, are you kidding me? Oh, football brought me down. Football gave you everything. Football made you $60 million. Football got you Super Bowl championships. There's a guy named Gronk. You don't have that name if you're working for UPS. So I know it brought you down, but it brought you higher than you could have ever imagined. You're not exactly the sharpest pencil in the box, just like me. So we gotta do what we got to do. But I suggested today on Twitter that anybody who's ever retired should get a press conference. If you're a mailman and you work 35 years in Chicago, the post office should call a press conference for you. All right. My name's Eddie Jimson from Bucktown. I was a mailman for 35 years and a body broke down. And the mail didn't deliver me. I delivered the mail, but... After a while, every envelope looked the same. Give me a break. Everybody should be able to do that. Mike North. I sold hot dogs for 16 years. The legs gave out on me. Worked with hangovers, everything else, but drained me of everything I had. I just want to thank Vienna. Thank everybody in Chicago. And then I'm promoting marijuana and oil to put on your hot dogs. Give me a break. It was all a con job. Was he promoting marijuana oil? You put it on your steak or something?
CPD, I believe, which is the big industry now. They're selling this oil. It's supposed to be a cure-all for everything.
So. That's why he's going to be better in a year. He's going to put it on his Master Choli. I'm Joey. I was a mechanic. Worked 30 years for guy named Nick. I couldn't get under the cars anymore because I put too much weight on. Oh, thank you, everybody. Give me a break. Everybody should get one.
So are you concerned at all about the rate of retirements that we're seeing here? I mean, we got Andrew Luck. We got Rob Gronkowski. You know, over the last few years, there have been some other players who have quit. And is pro football getting to a point here where they're going to have to start sounding the alarm because a lot of parents now are withholding their children from playing peewee football and so forth?
Nah, I think everything's going to end up being it's cyclical. I think he'll come back. I think that, you know, the rules are safer than ever. Look, Andrew Luck, I've said this last weekend. By the way, it was interesting to see, you know, you heard from certain people on Twitter. Mm-hmm. It's the people you didn't hear from. It's the other quarterbacks that didn't tweet. Good luck, Andrew. Thanks for looking, making everybody look good, Andrew. You know, you didn't hear from other people. You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
Did you hear any? I don't know. Did Tom Brady tweet out? He best might, of luck to you? Have. Might have.
I don't know.
I think if he would have tweeted something out, we would have caught it.
I think so, too. Yeah.
So it's the people I didn't hear from. A lot of quarterbacks, but you heard from former retired quarterbacks. But you know what? The next day after everybody calmed down, there were more people starting to look at Andrew Luck going, why didn't you do this 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
What I said Sunday.
That's right, on our special.
People were so wrapped up in the kid emotionally because we liked the kid.
Sure.
Now, there's some people that think that maybe in 2 years he'll heal and maybe end up playing for the 49ers, his home state, where he grew up.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that. But, yeah, if guys want to retire, they can. But you know what? There's a lot of other guys that want to stick around and play for all. Walter Payton never wanted to retire. The Bears retired him.
That's right. He wanted to continue to play.
He wanted to continue to play.
Yeah.
And you know what? He had money. He had everything.
That's right.
He wanted to continue to play. A lot of guys do. Andrew Luck didn't. So that's just the way it is. But I'm glad the pity parties are over. Let's get some new players out there because the blue-collar fans, the guys, the people that used to go to the games that you know, I just described.
Right.
My name's Gino. I worked for Ganella. I had a route for 27 years. Rain, sleet, and snow, we were there. But I got to be honest, my eyes started going on me. And I want to thank everybody for who supported me all the years. That's what they got to do.
You worked for Ganella, huh?
My name's Alois. I was a nurse. I worked at Resurrection Hospital. And I started having no feeling in my right arm. And it was from arthritis. And it's really been tedious, and I had to retire, but I thank you. I mean, I'd love to do that. Everybody should do it.
That's right.
Because it would be more legit to me than 29-year-old guys worth $60 million that are tired.
That is hilarious, Mike. Now, I got to ask you this question because you've
Did you have a retirement from any of the places you worked from?
Hell no. They kicked me out the door.
I want to thank my years at the Score, 16, 17 wonderful years. The hangover's got the best of me. Quite frankly, I didn't want to take the deal. I'm tired. Burnt out. My God.
Jay Cutler. I know you're not a big fan, but...
Is he coming back?
Well, he might be getting a call from the Colts. Who knows?
They're going to start calling. They might call Montana.
But
might start going into the 80s.
But let me ask you this. Jay took a beating here in Chicago.
Yes, he did.
If Andrew Luck... took a beating in Indianapolis, then Jay Cutler took an ass.
A lot of quarterbacks do.
Yeah, truly. But you got to have, and I got to ask you this because I know you have been down on Jay. You didn't like him from day one.
Right.
But you got to have a little bit more respect for Cutler and the toughness that he showed over the years. Yes or no?
I really would say when you're making 80, 90 million, you still hurt. There's no doubt about it. The problem with Jay Cutler is he didn't care as much. Mm-hmm. Andrew Luck always seemed to care about, you know, doing things and doing the right things and doing it. The thing with Cutler was never about physicalness. It was about mental. It was about, I don't care, you know, and I didn't like that. And, you know, the beatings that these quarterbacks take now are nothing. Andrew Luck would have lasted 4 years in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Brady wouldn't be playing now if he played in the 70s. They would have mangled him by now.
Yeah.
That was a whole different ballgame. That's why it's so puzzling to people that in this day and age, a guy that big has these injury problems when if you touch these guys now, it's a penalty.
Yeah.
Let's face it. Every other position is still vulnerable. Mm-hmm. The quarterback position has been legislated out of harsh hits.
Yep.
It is. Period.
Very, very true.
That's why. So Cutler, I never denied he couldn't take a beating. The problem I had with Cutler is he didn't seem to care. Mm-hmm. He really didn't. And you know what?
A poor leader.
He was, and that's it.
Yep. There's no doubt about that. Now, are you concerned that the NFL is going to even further legislation protecting the quarterbacks?
No. But I am concerned they might want to go to 18 games.
Yeah.
Well. And today I made the point, look, if you play 18 games, which, by the way, I was on the air, and I'm still on the air for the last 30 years. Never once have I taken a call going, you know what I'd like to see, Mike? What? I'd like to see 18 games, more games. I have never seen that. That's the National Football League and the National Football League media. Because you still need, I think, 4 games to judge your depth. You need to get your ducks in a row. You need to get your organization going. I mean, you know, the season starts in, what, the season would start after 2 weeks? No. I think you need 4 games. I keep it at 16 and leave it the way it is. Because I think the worst thing you can do is add 18 games. Because what happens if a guy gets hurt in week 2? You're telling me. And he's out for the year. Let's say Brady gets hurt. New England's out of the running for Brady for 4 months because they have an 18-game schedule. Then there's talk that they may put a cap on how many games guys can play. Can you imagine the Bears being tied for the wild card and Trubisky can only play one of the remaining 2 games left?
Crazy.
It's all goofy.
That's
if
nuts.
You're going to go to that extent, you're telling everybody it's too dangerous, keep it at 16.
Yes.
How many people really in Chicago have ever said to you, Aldo, God, I wish they'd go to 18 games? Only when they bring up, well, you know what, we'd like to cut down on the preseason games. Well, cut down on preseason and still play 16, but the owners won't do that.
Nope.
They will never do that.
Nope.
Every year we have this argument. I say keep it then the way it was. They used to play 6 exhibition games. Mm-hmm. They don't even like the name exhibition.
Yeah, that's right.
They call it preseason because it seems like, oh, it's more official. No, it's exhibition.
Exactly. And it's really become even more exhibition than ever before.
Yeah, oh, ever before. But I like it the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? To me, it's if you're going to stress safety and play 18 regular season games where these guys get the rest and play to 16, at least start healthy.
Right.
Week 3, you'd be starting a new season normally. You might have guys on the shelf already. So you basically played them for the first 2 weeks of regular season and got them hurt when in the old days it would have been preseason, they wouldn't have played.
Very true. I like Dave's suggestion in the chat room. He says, why not have 3 preseason games, 17 regular season games, and a 2-week midseason break? In other words, two buys. Two buys.
We do 2 buys, but they get them at opportune times. Would you do the 2 buys at the same time?
Correct. No, I wouldn't. I don't know if
he wants to call the season off midseason.
Yeah.
What's happened to everybody?
No.
What the hell has happened to everybody?
No, I think he just means
we're
going to
shut down the Ford Auto plant for a month because my workers are tired. We're not making any cars. What? We're closing the hot dog stand for a month because me and B's legs are tired. What is going on?
We're not
delivering mail because Johnny is tired on the Norwood street route.
And by the way, we got a retirement party for Joe.
Yeah. I worked for 15 years for Jiffy Lube. It was one of the greatest jobs I've ever had. Nobody leaked more oil than me, baby. But I'm going to miss it. I mean, give me a break. We've turned 29-year-old. We've told everybody these 29-year-old millionaires are going to be cripples and drooling out of their mouth by the time they're 50. And the parents believe it, and they won't let little Johnny play catch with little Jimmy because they're afraid the ball will hit him in the head.
Oil Pan Willie totally agrees with you. He says the whole idea of 2 bye weeks
My God.
Is not good for him. He likes...
Yeah, let's keep the season till March running into baseball.
And I got to give a shout-out to Oil Pan Willie. He just discovered Bears Barroom Radio Network not too long ago, and now he's become a reliable...
That's it, Willie. Come with us.
Yes. Oil Pan, he's great. He lives up in Wisconsin. So he's surrounded by Green Bay Packers fans, poor guy.
God bless Wisconsin. That guy, Karmazan, I just read, took over the ESPN 1000.
Tell us about that.
Well,
Mike,
Jim Pastor is going to retire at the end of the year, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
They called a meeting today. I couldn't make it. I told them, they said, if you can't make it, was hastily called, from what I understand. So I couldn't make it, but I wish Jimmy nothing but the best. Karmazan's son, Mel Karmazan's son, who owns Karma Brands, I believe
Karma
it's called.
Karma Brands, that's correct. Yeah.
Is going to end up running ESPN 1000. So it's going to be interesting because I worked for his old man.
Yeah.
At the Score.
Right.
I remember Mel Karmazan, who's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard a lot of great things about
well,
him.
Well, and he would pick up his phone. I'll never forget this. Mel Karmazan, by the way, he had to deal with the likes of Steve Dahl, Howard Stern.
Oh, gosh.
Me. We could go on. I mean, some lunatics. I mean, really. And I called him one time. I walked in. I'll never forget. ESPN or MVP, I forget what it was, one of the early years. They had web. They had the web going.
Okay.
The Score didn't have a website going.
Oh, my goodness.
So I go into Jeff Schwartz's office. Now, the sales staff is right next door. He goes, what can I do for you? What do you need? I go, I need Mel Karmazan's number. He goes, what are you going to do? I'm going to call him. He goes, not in here, you're not. I go, I am too. And then the sales staff heard me. So he shuts the door. I call. It's Mel Karmazan. I go, Mel? Yeah. No, the lady called. She goes, hello? I go, yes, yeah, Mel Karmazan there. The lady answered. I go, not right now. Could you have him call Mike North in Chicago? I'll give you my cell. She goes, sure. He doesn't call me. The next day after my show, mm-hmm. I walk in.
Oh, geez,
I walk into Schwartz's office. I go, give me the number again. I call Mel Karmazan. Hello? I go, yes, yeah, Mel there? And she goes, well, he's busy. I go, yeah, but you said he was going to call yesterday. She goes, hold on. He picks up the phone. He goes, what's up, Mike? I go, what are you doing? He goes, are you on the air? I go, no. He goes, get on the air. The stock's down. I'm looking right now. I go, he starts laughing. I go, we don't have any. When are we getting a web? Just like that. Because we can't get downtown.
Right.
You can't get the Score downtown.
Right.
But you can get ESPN.
Exactly.
He goes, we're working on it. Now get back to work. And that was it. That was it.
So his
true
son
story.
Is now taking over.
Now his son's taking over. And guess who's waiting for him? But only, I got a year deal. So, I only do, like, I do the encore on Saturday.
Right. Yeah,
with
couple.
Carmen.
Right.
And Friday. But I'll find out what happened. But I wish Jimmy Pastor nothing but the best. Him and Adam Delavitt. Adam yeah. is doing good. They brought me in, and I appreciate everything they've done.
Great. And I love that show, Mike. Every
it's
Friday
doing good,
at 6
man.
P.m. Central.
And I did 1-1 there. Thank God I had a win there. I was ready to hang myself.
You and Carmen.
Carmen went 2-0. Right. He's been on fire,
he
man.
He has been on fire.
We need it.
Yes.
We're 3-1, so we did good that week.
Absolutely. That is good stuff. So the preseason schedule, you're basically against
four
any major 16. Changes.
Okay. I mean, I hear Mike Golic. I love Mike Golic. I watch him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He needed those 4 weeks. You know how many of those football players need those 4 weeks? Mm-hmm. And he's going, oh, you know what? We got to go the other way. No. If that would have been you, you might have had a problem.
Right.
Maybe, you know, there's guys that play 4 weeks and they go, boy, we wish we had another week to look at you, but we don't. Mm-hmm. What are they going to say when they only have 2 weeks?
Yeah, very true. Very true. All right. Let us get to that part of the show that people are waiting for.
We're already ready?
Yeah.
I fear this.
We started a little early, so we're about 25 minutes in. Let's make some picks.
Yeah! I was like the batter last week that was afraid to go into the box. And then I go 4-0 last night. I'm fighting to get up there. That's how it is. All right. I got 2 baseball games, and I got 1 college football game. Mm-hmm. All right. First of all, tomorrow night, BYU getting 6.5 against Utah. Utah's automatic, usually.
Yes.
BYU used to be automatic. BYU, that where Lavelle Edwards coached, where McMahon rode, where Ty Detmer went, where Steve Young went, Robbie Bosco, where the hell happened? What happened?
That's right.
But I'd like to take BYU plus the 6.5, but I'll take on the money line. Okay, Utah. Now, what's the money like? Can you get that up there
sure.
real quick, Aldo? My Twitter doesn't exactly work down there, and either does my communications. Okay, what do you got?
Let's see, a lot of football. Utah, the money line, it's Utah minus 110, BYU minus 110, basically a pick 'em, right?
All right, take Utah on the pick, and take BYU getting 6.5.
Nice.
Okay. Wait, it's a pick on the money line. 110, that's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, I love it.
I love it, too.
So you got BYU plus 6.5 and Utah on the money line. Are you sure about that? Because they should be getting 6.5.
I'm going to take that back. You're right. You're right. I was looking at I was looking at how it opened.
What is it?
That's how it opened. And so Bovada currently has it at -115 Utah, -105 BYU. My bad on that.
All right. So that's fine. -115 for Utah, +6.5 for BYU.
You got
it. And then tonight, I have the Dodgers over the Padres, -200 And I have Cleveland over Detroit, -196 in baseball. Two big favorites. So go with that. Go with that. So you got Utah -6.5 I mean, Utah -115 money line, and BYU +6.5 with the points.
All right. Let's get on that winning streak.
Let's
baby.
Go, baby.
Woo-hoo. Good stuff, Mike. All right. I want to talk now about the Chicago Cubs. They won last night. Yu Darvish, who, by the way, has added a new pitch to his repertoire. We'll talk about
the home run pitch where there's been like 32.
That's an old one, isn't it? He's got a knuckle curve now that the relief pitcher Kimbrel taught him, and he's added that to his repertoire. And he apparently has mastered it right away and has started using it after just a week.
The guy's 5-6 with a 4-something ERA. He throws the ball. He doesn't walk anybody, which is a mistake on his part because he throws everything over the plate and they're waiting for it. He gave up he's given up 32 home runs, but he hasn't walked anybody. I'm happy for that.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, you got to, I mean, even Kershaw throws the ball out of the zone.
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, you know what? You got to help yourself out. Make him swing at bad pitches. But if they know everything's coming down, that's why you're struggling. Now, he's been better of late, no doubt.
Yes.
But and yesterday's terrific. Look, I bet him. Some guy goes, hey, what do you think of Darvish now? Like he's Cy Young.
Mm-hmm.
He's still got to show me. He's getting $143 million, and he's 5-6. I got Cub fans crowing at me? Hey, how do you like my car, huh? It's only got 3 wheels. Yeah. And I paid $30,000 for it. Come on.
He did pitch a good game yesesterday. The Cubs were a winner. And you're still feeling good about these Cubs.
Yes.
Right?
Did you see him yesterday?
Yes.
I got news for everybody.
Yes.
I made the pick on Vegas scores and odds. But it's going to be a good game again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, the Cubs, remember, hey, 69, I'll never forget it. 50 years ago, somebody goes, well, what about what happened when the Mets swept them 5-6? That was nothing.
Yeah.
That was like in 4 games. That was nothing, man. 69, cut my heart out. Stomped on everybody. They're doing specials on them and stuff. They don't do specials on the other Cub teams.
That is very
When's
true.
The 84 special coming on? So I could just get over the Michigan Avenue Bridge and jump into the water.
So you're liking the Cubs who are throwing Kyle Hendricks on the mound, his 99
I'm leaning.
Record.
I'd lean that way, yeah. But I'm not sure.
Okay. So
I'm not giving anything away for Vegas scores and odds.
Excellent. Okay.
No way.
And just
because you know what? Mm-hmm. There's run lines to consider. There's a lot of things I
absolutely.
Might have done.
Absolutely.
Hocus pocus. Dominocus.
Now, I will tell people who are interested in betting this game that Noah Syndergaard, who's going for the Mets tonight, has a 1.82 ERA with 55 strikeouts since the All-Star break.
All right, wait a minute. Yeah, but who's he going up against?
Kyle Hendricks.
The professor.
The professor.
He should walk out with his cap and gown tonight, rip it off and go, let's go. I'm the professor.
But the problem with Kyle is that he has a 4.76 ERA on the road in his last 13 starts.
So. Well, I know he's not a partier.
That's
he went to Dartmouth. He reads a lot.
He is the
he's
professor.
The professor. Although I had a professor while he was a teacher. Stoned alcoholic at Sen. By sixth period, he was gone. He'd teach us history. Mr. Carmel, I loved him. Hey, who cares about Gettysburg? I'm going to go have a nip.
Now, in Tuesday night's games, the Cubs were a winner, and it was mainly due to the hitting of Addison Russell and
I love him
and Javi Baez.
People hate when Addison Russell does good because they got the quandary of the thing with the women.
Yes.
But you know what? I said that he'd help save the season. They're still waiting for Zobrist. He's down. He needs more live pitching. You know what I mean? So
well, and that is the weirdest thing. I hear that Zobrist has been paying for pitchers to come in and fly them in.
I didn't
Florida.
Get a call. I'll throw him the best 53-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch he's ever seen.
That's, by the way, that's what the radar clocked Darvish's new knuckle curve at about 50, 60 miles an hour. That's got to be a weird pitch. I got to watch him pitch again. I'm
the guy's afraid to throw, I mean, certain pitches he's got already. He's adding this.
That's the weird thing. He's got such a large repertoire. I was going to ask you, do you think that could possibly
I don't need the Japanese Wilbur Wood to take hold. The knuckleball induces weight gain. The next thing you know, like Wilbur Wood. Remember how big he was?
Oh, my God.
I went to watch him pitch a doubleheader. Watched both ends. It was the best. Ladies and gentlemen, pitching the first game, Wilbur Wood. And pitching the second game, Wilbur Wood. It was awesome. That's when they wore the red unis.
That's right. You young bloods out there listening to this show.
You young whippersnappers.
Wilbur Wood was a left-handed knuckleball pitcher for the Chicago White Sox.
Was he lefty
White
or
Sox.
Righty?
He was lefty.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he started both games of a doubleheader. I believe his record that season was something like 20-20. won 20 games and lost 20 games.
That's right. I remember Dick Ellsworth losing 20 games. That's hard.
it's sort of like
me going 0-3. It's as hard to go 0-3 as it is to go 3-0. It is.
Did you ever throw a knuckleball, Mike, when you play baseball?
I threw a knuckleball, but it wasn't really playing baseball. I had a wiffle ball that I used to toy with. Wiffle ball, if you want. Hey, Eddie Fisher. Here's the thing about Darvish doing it. Uh-huh. The knuckleballers are dying out. Candiotti, Negro brothers, Hoyt Wilhelm, Eddie Fisher. Mm-hmm. Barney Schultz was the guy that used to pitch for the Cubs that had a knuckleball. There's been guys like that. But basically now, it seems to be a dying pitch. It's a pitch you can learn late in life.
Yes, exactly.
If you and I hired a knuckleball pitcher, let's say we hired Phil Niekwa.
Right.
I wonder, even at our current age, if he taught us a knuckler, if we could take the mound.
Well, I know I can't because my arm just hurts just thinking about throwing a baseball right now.
You got a bad arm?
I do.
Was it from the years of throwing the fastball at Humboldt Park?
Absolutely. Fast.
Yeah, or throwing rocks at the guys that were throwing rocks at you?
Both of us.
I understand that. Believe me, Uptown, we called it the friendly gangway, the one that got us away from the trouble.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you were like me. You played fast pitch, right?
Oh, my God. With tennis balls, sometimes you'd throw your arm out.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, telling you. And people would love it when I pitched because I was throwing batting practice.
There you go. they're called the slump buster.
So you like the way Addison Russell is swinging a bat?
Well, I mean, it's good. And it's good to see Bias hit the ball yesterday.
Yes.
He hadn't hit a home run. My buddy, a guy on Twitter said, I got the over-under 28.5. I'm getting nervous. He hasn't hit a home before a month, but he hit it yesterday.
Yeah.
I think they're on their roll.
We'll see what happens, though,
because, you know, the Cubs are the worst team, in one of the worst teams on the road. Oh, they're a tough pick.
They really are. But Bias had a great game offensively and defensively. He put on a show last night. I was listening.
Yeah, he did. And by the way, though, he put on a show getting thrown out in third, too.
Yes, that is true.
Don't make the first or third out in third, but he made up for it by making good catches, picking up the ball. The kid looked good yesterday.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that play at third. He should have stayed at second.
I was sick to my stomach.
Yes.
He was out by a mile.
Now, I wanted to mention Addison Russell started 2-for-11 since being called up to the minors, and so yesterday being Tuesday, if you listen to
it, was 2016
podcast,
all over again.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
That's what I said.
They really need his bat.
Of course.
In order to get
He'll
going
be all right.
Here. Yeah.
He played good defensively, I thought, yesterday, too. He picked everything up.
Right. And then getting back to Zobrist, how much are you relying on a, 39-year-old baseball player?
Whose marriage is crumbling and all this other stuff.
I know. Lots of troubles there. And they're talking about maybe putting him in the leadoff spot. I mean, they've had trouble with that leadoff spot.
Well, Hayward to me,
season.
I don't know. I'm good with them. I'm bad with them.
I like
I'm up
Hayward
and down.
There.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know, I don't want him fifth or sixth because Hayward goes into these funks, but they all do. Rizzo has been one of the best hitters with runners in scoring position since July.
Yes.
People don't even realize
that. They need him back in the lineup.
Bryant, I heard somebody call him not a superstar yesterday. He's just a very good player now. I disagree. But you know what? He doesn't have 3-hit days, 4-hit days, like the Yeliches, the Trouts, guys like that. He has 1-for-4, 1-for-5, 2-for-5, you know, never bunches up.
Yes.
Like Yelich the other, about 2 weeks ago, had 5 hits in one game.
Right.
You know, Trout has 4 hits in one game. Bryant goes 1-for-4 in a walk, you know.
Very, very true. They really need these bats to come alive in September. If not, my feeling about the Cubs in the playoffs is much less confident than yours. I mean, you're all in. You're saying
after all, you know your baseball. You had the Sox for 500. And they still may do it. Although last night I had Minnesota. I mean, come on, -120 against Giolito. Wait, Giolito's one of the best pitchers in the game.
Yeah.
And you're making the White Sox underdogs? I knew right there they were going to lose.
Yeah. You know, it's funny how these guys know that.
How are you a favorite against Giolito?
Yes.
At home. I know how, because you're going to lose. Yeah. They had that big guy on the mound from Minnesota. Looks like he hasn't missed a meal. You see that guy? Yes. He had the hat on. He had the stroll pad sideways.
Yes.
He had about 300 pounds of girth. I mean, the guy got it done.
And unfortunately for the White Sox tonight at home against the Twins, they've got Ross Detweiler on the mound.
Ross Detweiler spelled backwards is L-O-S-E. Lose. Harry.
That is so true. As a
Ross Dutt loser. No, I want him to win. I'm a Sox guy.
I want him to win, too, but it just doesn't look good. Although they've had some success against the Twins this year. Their best chance.
And the Twins have had some success this year overall.
Oh,
my
gosh. That's a really good.
That's a good club. Rocco Baldelli deserves manager of the year.
Mm-hmm.
He sure
does.
Who are you going to give it to?
He sure does. Anything else regarding our Chicago baseball teams you want to talk about? Because I've got a new topic to discuss.
Go on with the new topic. The Sox are in bad shape. The Cubs are in good shape.
Yep. All right. So trending on Twitter today.
St. Louis losing, by the way.
Yes, you've got money on this game.
Well, I don't care about it. As long as St. Louis loses, the Cubs get another win tonight. They're gaining. Plus, they're knocking the Mets out of the wild card if they get another win.
That's right. We're in the we're reporting live here. It is the top of the eighth. It's a 3-1 game. The Cardinals with a man on second and two outs. Okay. Basketball.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter today was a, I don't know if you want to call it a disagreement between Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant was on a TV show and he was asked if he would have had more championships, if Shaq O'Neal would have had that same kind of will to win that Kobe does. And this is Kobe's response. Whoa, wait a minute. I got music playing in the background. Let's stop that. Let's get that out of the way, and let's get to Kobe.
Take your time, my friend.
He'd be the greatest of all time.
If Shaq had your work,
he'd be the greatest of all time.
Greatest of all time by a mile.
Sure. I mean, this guy was a force like I have never seen. I mean, it was crazy. Generally, guys at that size are a little timid, and they don't want to be tall. They don't want to be big. Man, this dude was... He did not care. He was mean. He was nasty. He was competitive. He was vindictive. Yeah. I wish he was in the gym. I would have had 12 rings.
You would have had
He's so full
12
of crap.
Rings.
Shaq, did you hear what he said? He was everything. Competitive. He was everything.
Right.
That's Shaq.
Yes.
I mean, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Bryant never played with a center that wasn't any good.
Mm-hmm.
He played with Pau Gasol.
Yep.
He played with Shaq. Right?
Right.
They even brought in Dwight Howard for the guy. I mean, to try to get that to work. So what I'm going to say is Kobe Bryant, if he didn't have Shaq, wouldn't have as many rings.
I'm with you.
I don't know where the hell he's going with that. Somebody, because Kobe Bryant spent time in the gym, if he didn't have Shaq in that team, they ain't winning. Shaq was like an MVP, right?
Yes.
Okay, so give me a break, Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Jordan had Weddington. Jordan had Longley. Jordan had Cartwright. Jordan had Judd Bouchard. Jordan had Paxson. Jordan had Trent Tucker. Jordan had Craig Hodges. Shut your mouth. You got what you got. You were, basically, are you kidding me? I mean, we would have won 12. No, you wouldn't have.
That's right.
No, you wouldn't have. And you know what? Shaq, if he wasn't there, you might have not won what you won.
That is right. And Shaq responded on Instagram, posing in front of a photo of his statue at the LA Staples
Arena.
And his response was, you would have had 12 if you passed the ball more, especially
Bingo.
In the finals.
Bingo. Because Kobe Bryant... out of all the superstars, Ballhawk. Not like LeBron.
Right.
Not like Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Ballhawk.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? When Shaq left, you saw how much of a ballhawk he was when they had no centers, when the team started going south. He would never, without Shaq,
have had the rings he's had. That's a bunch of BS. That's a cheap shot, and Shaq gave it right back to him. Because, you know, Kobe's this elitist guy now.
Yeah.
Shaq's a man of the people, man.
He really is.
I mean, he's out in mosh pits, and he's with the regular folks. He's comfortable in his own skin. Kobe Bryant still has a high opinion of himself that, you know what? Here's what I know. Jordan didn't need Shaq to win six.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very, very
Try winning your rings, Kobe. I love Bill Weddington, but try winning with Cartwright, Weddington, Perdue, or Longley.
Oh, my
God. Then call me. They even got him Pau Gasol. My God. Don't get me hot. I'm getting hot.
I noticed that.
Smoke's coming out of my nose.
Look over at you. You're like all fired up.
All I'm missing is the horns. I could be in some bull ring in Mexico. There's the bull.
Well, and then Kobe responded back to on Twitter.
So he's starting crap. He's too retired. Shaq's minding his own business.
Yes.
And Kobe basically said about Shaq, he's play Kobe again. Because after he described Shaq, you're going, well, you should have won 12 then.
Okay, here it comes.
He'd be the greatest of all time.
Greatest of all time.
If Shaq had your work,
he'd be the greatest of all
greatest
time.
Greatest of all time by a mile.
Sure. I mean, this guy was a force.
Force?
Like, I have never seen.
Force.
I mean, it was crazy.
Crazy?
Generally, guys at that size are a little timid, and they don't want to be tall. They don't want to be big. Man, this dude was, he did not care.
Mean.
Mean? He was nasty.
Nasty?
He was competitive.
Competitive.
He was vindictive.
What do you want?
Yeah.
Shut him off. I've had enough of his nonsense. My God. He came to play.
He came to play.
What, because he's big and the guy eats an apple, he gains a pound. I mean, my God, I do know Shaq. He was winning when he was big. He was winning when he was at. He was sleek at LSU. I mean, he ran the court.
Right.
But here's why he wouldn't have been the all-time greatest. Because he couldn't shoot.
Right.
All Shaq shots, for the most part.
The inside game. The
inside. Yep. Jams. Mm-hmm. Finger rolls, maybe. Mm-hmm. Faking a guy in the air. Drawing fouls. Couldn't shoot a free throw. Jabbar's the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
We went
and
through
Chamberlain.
This. Early on the Mike North Advantage, I asked you about your top 10 NBA players. I'm sorry I don't have the list in front of me, but did you have Shaq in the top 10? I don't recall. I know that
I had Chamberlain.
You had Chamberlain.
I don't know if I had Kobe in the top 10.
Yeah, I don't think you
did. I don't think I did. Had LeBron.
Right.
I had Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I had Chamberlain.
Right.
I had, I had some older, Larry Bird. Magic Johnson?
Here's the I do remember they had Karl Malone. That was the one pick that I kind of, oh, really? You got Karl Malone in the top 10?
Karl Malone, check his stats, though.
I know. His stats are phenomenal. There's
if
no
it's
doubt
not
about
for
it.
Jordan, Utah wins two championships.
That, well,
see, don't forget, Jordan made everybody look ordinary. Ewing, if Jordan's not in the league, the Knicks win at least one. Would you agree?
I agree.
Would you agree that if Jordan's not in the league, Utah with Stockton and Malone win one or two?
I think they win two.
Maybe.
Yes.
You had Barkley just miss winning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't forget the Bulls. There were a couple of series there like that they almost lost.
Yes.
So that's why I got Malone there.
Because
Stockton, there's nobody better that he'll ever find that he could have passed to.
Ugh.
The guy would, Stockton would start it, he'd finish. They were tremendous.
So
but they've been obscured by Jordan.
Yes.
That's what they've been, all these guys.
That's a great point.
Barkley, Ewing, Jordan, I mean, Stockton, Malone, Dan Marley. I can name them all night long. I mean, all these guys. Payton, Gary Payton, with the Seattle loss to the Bulls.
Right.
These guys all would have had rings.
Does Shaq win 12 rings if Stockton is his point guard?
Nah.
No?
Nobody wins 12 rings. If Jordan don't win it, nobody does. Kobe's a complete moron sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Jordan would have won 12 rings if it wasn't for Mr. Reinsdorf and Mr. Krause.
Well, I don't know if he would have won 12, but he won 6, and he left after, and then he came back. I think 8 is a safe assumption.
Yeah.
Olajuwon,
I agree with that.
Houston doesn't win 8. I mean, doesn't win anything.
Correct.
Drexler, Olajuwon went too. They don't win crap. Olajuwon is a footnote. Okay?
I was going to ask you about Hakeem Abdul-Olajuwon. I think he's an underrated.
I don't know. Was it Abdul, the middle part? Or
really?
Was that just... Not everybody that's a Muslim has an Abdul in the middle.
Sorry.
Can you have a little respect for the religion, please?
I'm sorry. Hakeem Olajuwon. We know for sure that's
How about
his name.
Ahmed Hakeem Rauf. No, it wasn't Hakeem. Abdul. It was Abdul.
Abdul, right? I thought so. Anyway, I thought that he was an under.
Mike Abdul North. I wonder how that would have sounded. I'm Donald.
I like the ring of that.
Yeah.
But I've always thought Olajuwon was an underappreciated center.
He is.
Right?
So underappreciated, if Jordan didn't retire, he wouldn't have won. He won because Jordan retired.
You're
That's
absolutely
it.
Right.
I'm sorry. I can't put it any other way.
It's true.
He wins three, leaves for 2 years, and then comes back and wins three again. What do you want me to do? What am I in the carnival over here?
I agree, but I would put Olajuwon above Karl Malone on my
Would you put him ahead of Shaq?
Because
he was in shape and he played hard. Kobe would have probably won 12 of them. Right?
My God.
You know who was a great center? Alvin Hayes. These guys were great centers. I'm sorry I'm making you laugh, but you bring this nonsense up. Out of nowhere. Gee, like you had it on the bulletin board. What was the 10 favorite? Back 3 years ago when we started the show. Was it Sloan?
I thought you liked that.
Was it Jerry Sloan? You're so good.
Let's turn our attention to the Chicago Bears.
Yes, it's about time.
They've got a game tomorrow against the Tennessee Titans on Thursday Night Football, last preseason game.
This would be their second regular season game if they were only playing two.
That's right.
That's right. If somebody would get hurt tomorrow, they'd be out for 16 weeks.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. But it is most of the players.
We're playing Texas without
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Can I just say this too? I told everybody about Jadeveon Clowney. Let's move on. The kid gets 8-9 sacks a year, but they had him as the next butt guest. Now they're looking to train
gosh.
Him. Off that one hit, it was sickening the whole time.
So what happened on Twitter with the whole Clowney thing? You got into an argument with people about Clowney?
No, I did years ago.
Okay.
Because I didn't think he was all that good. And guess what? He's going somewhere else. You play with J.J. Watt and you can't. You're getting single teamed?
Tell me about it.
You better get more than 9-6, and he's not. He's a good player who had some injury problems. But that one hit in college that catapulted the guy.
Right.
But Aaron Donald's 10 times better than him.
Oh, a million
so,
times.
So, I mean, where was he? Yes. Why did everybody talk about him? Now they are.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And Clowney's a guy who could become better.
Oh, listen,
better.
If the Bears picked him up tomorrow, I'd say, okay, fine.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to have him
on the
Bears.
We got Akeem Hicks, and I'm happy with
him. Right. But Clowney is, you can't compare Clowney to Khalil Mack. I mean, that's all
I see it where Oakland is paying everybody. I'm still puzzled why they never paid Khalil Mack.
I don't know.
Out of all the guys they pick, Antonio Brown, $140 million. How about this guy? $220 million. Khalil Mack, get rid of him. I don't get it.
Yeah, they pay all this money.
God, I think that's one day that like they have over again because of the results of what happened to the Bears.
I think
everybody agrees in part that without him, we don't have that year last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's period.
Well, and don't
God, am I on my game today, aren't
you,
I?
You are.
I'm just rattling off like there's no tomorrow.
I mean, 100% is the limit that you can go, but you're actually at 101. You're busted the meter.
I'm busting the meter. We did some spots for Premier and Westwood One.
That's right.
We did them all. I'll tell you what. We got to play one next week.
Yes. We'll do that.
I wonder if we get... No, we can't get in trouble for playing the spots. We did them.
That's right.
Got the Green Bay one?
Might have it.
Let's see what happens. We'll probably get called in. Too bad. No, we got to hear it. I want to hear it. I want to hear it done in its infancy.
All right. Let's
this will be the first... This will be the Thursday night game?
This... Well, I don't know.
I have no idea. It's like you read me odds. My God.
Let me see if I can.
I still think Utah's more than 115. I think you took the 115 with the point spreads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's
I'm taking them on the money line no matter if it's 180, 160, 150. Let me cleanse my soul.
Here's one of the spots.
All right, let's hear it. Hey, sports fans, this is world champion handicapper Mike North with your Las Vegas Monday Night Report. Documented 19-4 last September. That's 82% winners. And tonight, I'm releasing Houston, New Orleans, and Denver, Oakland. Huge information against the spread, and it's yours free on the recorded message line. Now, here's what you do. 1-800-767-1622. Houston, New Orleans, Denver, Oakland. absolutely free on the recorded message line. Are you hungry? Let's eat. 1-800-767-1622. Monday night under the lights, Mike North has you covered. Call 1-800-767-1622. Houston, New Orleans, Denver, Oakland. Monsters. I love the games. Huge. I'm going to go 2-0 Monday night. Call now on the free recorded message line. 1-800-767-1622. Let's eat and go to VegasScores.com. Nice.
That was unbelievable. Now, nice. Let me tell you something, Mike. I've been in this business. I've been making a buck in this business since 1976. And I know Steven Zim Zimmerman in the chat room is saying, holy cow, my father wasn't even born then. But, and I've worked with a lot of pros. I mean, major motion picture stars and so forth. I got to tell you, doing these commercials with you has
been... One Take Mike, they used to call me.
It's unbelievable.
Ditka and me used to have contests when we do the bumpers. Yeah. One take.
It's unbelievable. And here's the kicker. And this, I don't mean this as any affront to our friends at Vegas Scores and Odds, but these are 60-second spots, and they gave us 30-second scripts.
I just ad-libbed some of them.
Exactly. That was just unbelievable.
That's all I've ever done. But I've done that with everybody. Really? I don't care if it's Vegas Scores and Odds, if it's Dakota's back in the day, right. If it's Grossinger, all the great places, Gale Street Inn, I can name all. Salesmen usually write the stuff out.
Right.
And then you got to figure out a way to make it last the 60 mm-hmm. seconds, because that used to, that happens a lot. It really does. And you know what? I'll give Maurice and those guys at Vegas Scores and Odds, it's pretty close to 58, but you got to read it perfectly. You got to add, I add up a couple things. For instance, I'll go, yours free on the recorded message, call 800-847-7889. Now that's what's written. Then I'll go, right. Once again, 1-800-847-7889. So you just add more stuff to it. I want to eat. That wasn't in the script.
Exactly.
They give me, you know, Ronnie and Mo and Schmitty and all those guys over there. Believe me, folks, when I tell you this, they're good guys, but when you meet three guys named Ronnie, Mo, and Schmitty, you might just want to tiptoe. I go, my name's Mike North. What's yours? One guy answered, Ronnie, Mo, and Schmitty. I went like this. No, they're great guys. They write great copy. And you know what? These are going to be played on Premiere, and they're going to be played on Westwood One and everything else. Yeah, he asked Ronnie, what's your name? He goes, Ronnie, Mo, and Schmitty.
If I said anything at all to upset
No, they're
Ronnie.
Great guys. They're great Mo guys. They're Chicago-type guys. Ronnie used to own a hot dog place in back in the day in Glenview.
Really?
Back in the day, yeah.
Look at that. All right, my final story.
Don't ask me any more questions about him.
I'm getting off this topic before somebody knocks on my
door. No, great guys. We've had a great time, and we're having fun. And I'm replacing a great guy, Jeff Allen, who did a good job of these spots, too, so I got to do that.
The late, great Jeff Allen. Absolutely. All right, something caught my eye the other day on Twitter. Do you know who Darren Revelle is?
He's
a business sports
writer.
He's
a business guy. Right. He'll tell you, you know, if Woodstock would have charged a buck, they might have made a profit. Yeah. You know, just stuff. You know, the football helmet owned by, you know, Doc Blanchard's worth $100 million right. now. He comes up with some good stuff.
Right. Yeah, he's a sports
ESPN
business
ESPN guy, isn't he? Or is he still there?
No,
he might have been.
Yeah, he was. He's no longer there. Yeah. Well, he went to Twitter the other day, and he was watching the golf tournament over the weekend with Rory.
Which
Maverick
I watched.
One
time. Rory. Hey, man. You got the demons out of you, man. You won the big money.
How about
you beat Koepka. Koepka's still golfer of the year for winning two majors, but
absolutely.
Rory had a great year. He had three victories. But to win $15 million, then Rory does this as he's walking. God bless him.
Well, did you notice anything about Rory's attire, his shirt? Did you notice anything that bothered you? Because something bothered.
They did make a comment about it, but he was wearing a blue shirt, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't remember
what was it. What was wrong with it?
But here's what Darryl Revelle talked about. He was bothered about, his nipples.
Oh.
So I was watching Rory McIlroy this weekend win his $15 million, and of course, he makes a lot of money from Nike. And it was impossible not to look at his nipples. And I mentioned this with Tiger Woods back in the day. There was a lot of nippling in his shirts. But I think it is a significant issue. And Nike does not want to have one of their top spokesmen who's on the air for 6 hours on Sunday in the biggest event money-wise to have his nipples showing. I think something has to be done.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
That's weird because I have golf shirts from Whisper Creek where I play my home course. Mm-hmm. I live a minute right there on the course right. And everything. BB bought me a dark Whisper Creek shirt and a pink one.
Mm-hmm.
Nice pink.
Right, right.
I put it on last week.
Uh-huh.
My nipples were protruding. I was sort of excited at first. It wasn't nippy out, cold. It wasn't anything. They just are hard now naturally. While the rest of me has gone soft, my nipples are hard. That's what happens to most men over 60. But wait, do you know that I didn't wear it? There's no way. I don't wear a shirt where your nipples are going to show. So, yeah. And Phil Mickelson, for God's sake, when he had the man boobs,
yes.
His nipples didn't show, but he had a 36 cup.
Yes, he
you know?
Did.
So, and he'd wear the tight, and Phil wears white.
Right.
Tight white.
Yeah, that's not right.
What I would say for the golf shirts, for me or anything else, and they're loose as it is, try to find a loose-fitting one, because it disturbed me to see my nipples hard.
Right. Well, yeah, it's funny, because some of these new fabrics that they're using for shirts, they really accentuate.
I've lost my torque, and I got hard nipples. Everything else has gone to hell. It's ridiculous.
And I love the way Ravel says
it. I mean, at least I'm and you know what? He's honest about it. Nobody wants to see that.
No, he's done.
Look, it's hard for me to look at Phil when he wears a white shirt. My God. But you know that he fasts for a week straight, and he loses, like, I got this type of thing. If I don't eat a lot during the week, if I leave like half a burger, I'll lose weight automatically.
Oh, really?
But I'll put on weight if I overeat. I put on weight fast, I lose it fast.
Okay.
It's in my brother's credo and everything else. It's easy for me to diet and lose for about a week or two and fast. Mm. But man, if I get on the candy binge, I go, who's that in there? Is that Charles Lawton? No, that's you. Oh, sorry.
Well, you got to be careful because
I'm about 100 really heavy set meals away from being the next Charles Lawton. Not an attractive man.
No, definitely not an attractive
man. Exactly. But that, you know what? It's funny, and he seemed like he was tongue in cheek, but
yes,
it's true.
He was. He definitely was, but he was absolutely serious about that.
Of course
that
he
fact.
Was. Nobody wants to see that.
Right. So
the headlights are on and nothing's going on.
Do you think that the golf shirt manufacturers
yes, they
need
gotta
to
fix
do something?
Them.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
The protruding nipples
there?
A problem on the nation's golf links.
I wouldn't mind
that. Just saying.
Female golfers, I guess. But
wouldn't mind. They shouldn't be allowed to wear anything under the shirt except the shirt. Braless. No, you ever watch lady golfers? They're all attractive. They're all.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And Michelle Wee's beautiful.
Oh,
the one thing
gosh, I met her in person.
I thought her game sucked. I never thought she was going to be worth a damn. Everybody mm-hmm. wanted to play at the. I remember Jesse Rogers. She's got to play at the Masters someday.
Yeah.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
She's not going to be that good. Her parents started early with her mm-hmm. and everything else. Like, but I got to be honest. She just married Jerry West kid. I love Michelle Wee.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's so gorgeous.
She really is.
And I wish her nothing but happiness. It wasn't her that pushed all this expectation.
Absolutely.
Nobody. Outside of Danica Patrick, who can't drive on the highway, nobody has been more hyped than Michelle Wee
in
the years that I was at the score.
I agree.
Is another good call by me, because we had great writers like Brian Hewitt back in the day, Ed Sherman.
Yes.
They all predicted she was going to knock everybody out. Mm. It never happened.
Yeah. I met her in person once, and you talk about
attractive woman, woman.
There are certain people on the planet Earth that just exude some kind
of.
Oh,
if she would have been a winner, she's the greatest. I mean, she would have been. I mean, Annika Sorensen was going strong at the time.
Yes, the best. And she talking about retiring early.
And
Annika
the Solheim Cup, why don't the U.S. team
mm-hmm.
that's going to be filled with rookies, the women's team?
Right, right.
Just stand in front of the train tracks. Just get on the train tracks and let the train come at you. You have no shot. They're rookies. They're kids. They're going to be playing, you know. And I'll tell you what, the Asian golfer has just become so prominent.
Oh my gosh, they're
so prominent, and you know what? They're just the best right now.
Yes, they really are. I mean, there was some controversy
in a finesse game where everybody's equal. The woman's game, they're the best. In the man's game, like Matsuyama, mm-hmm. some of those they're good, but you know they don't have the physical strength to match some of the guys. Like, I mean, Kepka's a beast.
Yes,
you know.
So, total beast.
What'd you think of them being naked in sports? I can't stand that thing.
The body.
I don't
the
need
body
to see
issue.
Brooks Koepka naked in Sports Illustrated.
You know, I can kind of understand the appeal for a lot of fans, but yeah, it's
I don't get it.
I don't run they out by that issue.
They had Prince Fielder in there 1 year, and then 3 years later, he's out of baseball having a bowl of porridge. My God, I don't want to look at him.
It's very true. I mean,
all due respect, it's like having Nell Carter in a spread. You know what I mean? Back in the day?
Yes, I remember.
I mean, I respected her, but come on now.
Yeah, that's right. And last year, I think Javi Baez was on, and every female Chicago Cubs fan was just raving about it on social media. He became, that was part of the allure, I think, of Javi Baez.
El Mago.
Yes, exactly.
So. I mean, you know what? I mean, God bless him. It's fun to look at. What I saw Prince Fielder in there. I'm done with this.
You know what? I wasn't Gary Player in the body issue?
The Black Knight.
Yes, exactly.
Gave himself his own nickname. When I was a kid, it was Arnie.
Yeah.
It was the Golden Bear.
Right.
I never heard the Black Knight, but they got commercials on the Black Knight.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Yeah, he just threw it in. Gave himself his own nickname, but he deserves it. Any guy over 80 that can do more than 25 push-ups is a guy that's unbelievable.
Yes.
He
is a phenomenal.
You wouldn't want to mess with that guy, I don't think.
Yeah, he is a true athlete.
He's
in the
unbelievable.
Game.
He was doing all that stuff before it became
Exactly. I've always given Tiger Woods credit for
the Black Knight.
Yeah, Tiger Woods kind of
pushed
everybody in the PGA to get him to better shape.
Yes,
but way before Tiger Woods,
the Black Knight.
Excuse me.
Arnie was in his plane with a cigarette, and Jack was hammered, sitting next to him, going to tournaments and looking for friends.
Talk about a guy that
if they would add social media back when those guys were rolling.
Oh my God!
My God! I don't even want to know.
Could you imagine? Imagine Jack Nicklaus and the body issue. Talk about Prince Fielder and Jack Nicklaus.
With the plot, with the crew cut, back when he first broke in.
Yes.
Huh? Arnie would have done it, yes. And everybody would have gone nuts.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about a golfer who...
If Arnold Palmer didn't get at least 20 proposals at every tournament.
Oh, my gosh.
Meet me at the Cumberland Lodge, or meet me at this, come on, or in the bar.
Mm-hmm. Now, you interviewed him a couple times? Or
I loved him. Yeah. He was born on September 10th, the same as me.
Same as you.
Him, Roger Maris, and myself.
Oh,
yeah. I put myself like behind all those guys. Roger hit 61 homers, and Arnie's just a monster, and just built TV golf.
Yes.
He was a swashbuckler.
Yes.
And he was the Errol Flynn of golf.
Yeah.
Ben Hogan was more mechanical, not a lot of personality. Jack was heavy set back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got mocked. You know, Arnie was the guy.
Hey, before I let you go, we want to talk about this date in history. It's a very, very important date.
Oh, Danny
in
McNeil. I want to, sweet guy, Danny is.
With our listeners.
Well, Danny, listen, you know how I feel about the score from 1990, the 1992, all the way through the early 2000s, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Danny sent me this.
This is Dan McNeil.
Dan McNeil, I'm driving here.
Right.
And those guys will always be my brothers.
Yeah.
Whether this happened, that happened, this or that, doesn't matter. I said, it says here, on this day in score history, 1992. Now, this is from Danny, just out of his heart.
Right.
On this day in score history, 1992, Bears trade Hilgenberg to Cleveland for fourth-round pick. You then barbecue McCaskey. Say something else, silly Mike. Big day of credibility for the station in its infancy. I will discuss today. And I said, you know what? What a nice thing for Dan to remember. Dan's always been good with the history of some of the places he's worked at. And then I said...
You replied to him.
That was a great day, but we all had him.
Yeah.
That's why it's the best sports talk show lineup ever.
Yes.
No one close. Cher, me and Jiggs, and McNeil and Boers.
That's right.
You want to, and I'll tell everybody this, and if you doubt me, that's fine. At our age now, if they said come back tomorrow and we could get Terry, Danny, me, Jiggs, and Cher, which I sort of wanted to do with Webbio, then we had Hernandez with the bad investor.
Right.
That was my dream. I had Chet. I had Hood, I had Huebner, I had Hoffman. I had the lineup, and the guy had the money up front.
Mm-hmm.
But then the money ran out because it was somewhat like a Ponzi scheme. Right. And for people that think you can't fall for it, I just saw Madoff. Every the guys from Home Depot got taken.
Yes.
The guys from all of them. I mean, celebrities, Al Pacino.
Like Kevin Bacon.
I'm watching Danny Collins the other night, and they inserted, well, you got to keep working, Danny, you know, with the way you party and the way you do, and the Madoff thing. Well, that was real for Pacino.
Yeah.
He's got to keep working. That's so right. The fact that I caught him, I've never talked about that, but he took Reinsdorf, he took Comcast, he advertised with the White Sox.
Wow.
People, but see, I was the guy because we were sort of like, I wasn't an investor, but I was the guy that made it go.
Sure.
He goes, and he told me the truth. Nobody sells like you. I'll convince everybody. I didn't know to buy Next Step.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they started getting orders. It was a Ponzi thing.
Right.
They had two places on. One day I'm going to write the book. Maybe that's our next thing because we're the biography. Look at you. Your eyes lit up. We got to finish the book. We're almost done with the biography.
We're on the letter T.
But I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. So I said this to Dan. I said this to Dan, and I meant it. I'll do the whole thing again. I was proud of the entire station. I was proud of the entire station. Dan said most of the time, I can't say that you know it's the same as it was, but it's still good. But it's never going to be like it was. It was in the 90s,
right?
When you could say stuff.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to find what Dan said on today's show and play it next week. And it's a shame that the Score didn't keep a lot of these old recordings
to keep recordings, you want to have to keep the history,
right?
They've done a terrible job with their history
it's
for the most
so
part.
So sad,
but that doesn't matter because everybody that's around.
Mm-hmm.
Remembers 92, 93, 94, 95, 96. Those, that lineup there, see the fan, WFAN in New York, they only had one show.
Right.
I know that because they wanted me and Jiggets to go to WFAN. Mm. Mark Chernoff called me and they wanted to get rid of Lupica and Berman at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were the middays. They were a one-trick pony. They had Imus in the morning. They had Mike and the Mad Dog.
Right.
And Jiggets and I and Danny and Terry. For sure, we're just as good. And Tom Scher.
Tom was good.
Let me tell you something. He took a lot of heat because he was like Niedermeyer. He was the straight-laced guy in Animal House, the ROTC guy.
Came from Boston.
But Tom Scher did sports in the morning, and the fan in New York didn't have the balls to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They brought Imus in because he brought in the Bucks.
Yeah.
Now they got Boomer on, and that's fine. But they didn't have the guts that Danny Lee had, and Tom Scher did a good job. Now that you look back, he set everything up, but he was with a bunch of morons.
Right. He was a good leadoff man for
he
that
was.
Lineup.
He and really I was. Give, and you know, all the grief he took, Tommy, from me and Danny, but we all beat. Hey, nobody went unscathed.
Yeah.
Tommy dished it out. We dished it out to each other.
Yeah, that's right.
Grabbing each other in the hall. We were the greatest. And the movie Raging Mouth is going to portray that.
Oh, man.
WKRP in Cincinnati was a fucking library. Sorry.
That's okay.
Am I allowed to swear on my show?
It's your show.
I know I don't usually do that, but it pisses me off.
I love it.
And sports radio now is a library. You know what I heard somebody say the other day? If you're tired of the noise, come to a quiet place. I said, if you're tired of the noise, put a gun in your mouth and go to the library. My God. Some guy in sports radio looking for peace and quiet.
Al, I tweeted out before the show started that you were fired up.
I'm
and
pissed.
Boy, oh
no,
boy.
I'm hot. No, I'm not. I love you. In fact, I'm going to be adopted soon.
Hey, next week.
I mean, Doodles didn't you want to see me today.
I know. Where is the dog?
You didn't rent him.
You rang the doorbell.
You didn't rent him today. I rang the doorbell. The dog went up through the chimney.
Exactly.
He wants out.
The dog heard this mic at the door and ran away.
I looked in. He looked at me, and his hair stood up.
He is the Raging Mouth.
All right.
Mike North. Say goodbye to your listeners.
So long, everybody.
Yeah.
Now that was a good.